Weiter in Shas. We're on Chulin Dav Kuf Beis. Bring it up on Kuf Alfam Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's talk about Eder Min HaChai, a limb off a live animal. Is that Mutter? No, it's Aser. Is it Mutter? No, it's Aser. Tanu Rabbanan. Eder Min HaChai. You know what it applies to? No, you're Behem HaChai of Oaf. It's Behem HaChai enough. It's, you know, everything, all these animals. Bein Tmei Bein Torah, I don't care if it's kosher or not kosher. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, those are the words of Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. V'chachamim amim, they argue and they say, nope, ain't noig ela b'tarin. It's only by a tar, by a kosher animal. If it's not kosher, then not. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim, Bikra Echadosh, Rabbi Yochanan says, all of them learn it from the same pasuk. Rak chazakal b'tiachol adam, ki adamu anefes. The pasuk says, be strong, strong like a bull. Do not eat. Don't eat the blood, because the blood is the life. Beep, turn the page. Do not eat the life with the flesh. Rashi says, don't eat from it, but nefesh with it. And that's a warning of the Eivir Nechai. If it's still in there, it's a lime, it's a limb off a live animal. You can't eat it. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lazar, Savri, they hold that what do we have over here? What do we have over here? This is smichas, the parashah of the isser of eating the limb of a live animal to the isser of having dam. As coming to tell you, kosher atam mitzuvah dam, anything you're chayav, and it's dam, atam mitzuvah alivar, you're going to be chayav also when it's ivarim as well. Right? Not to eat the limb of a live animal. Hani tamein nami, this includes even tame ones. Rashi says, tamein atam mitzuvah al daman, right? Pekrisis, preparing dam shchita. Lo yatsu michlal asaraso ella shratzim v'dagim v'chagavim v'mahalchei shtayim. Those you don't have the same isser dam. So now back in the Gemara it says v'hani hol v'atam mitzuvah daman. Since you're commanded not to eat dam, atam mitzuvah levarim. Also you can't have the levarim of there also. That's talking about kosher animals, not kosher animals. Doesn't matter. Rabbanan tzar, they say lo sochal anefesh imabaser. The pasuk says you should not eat the life with the flesh. As mashma, you can't eat the flesh, you may not eat the flesh only when it comes along with life, taken from a live animal. Ashes mashma ha ein dam nefesh imo achel. If the damash is not with it, then you can eat it. Ella basel chudei. You may eat the flesh on its own, meaning the flesh of a dead animal. Kosher b'sara mutter, which means any animal whose flesh is going to be mutter when it's dead, namely if it's kosher, then you have the chiyuv, you can't have ivrim l'chai. Choshem b'sar mutter, but anything that the basar wouldn't be, mutter even when it's dead, meaning non-kosher animals, yetam mitzuv alivar v'inat chayav for the iser v'ivrim l'chai. Tarek the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, lomeli kroy, why does Rabbi Yehuda need a pasuk to tell us that the iser v'ivrim l'chai includes non-kosher animals? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we should figure out logically. Lest the iser Eiver lechel al iser tuma. Let the iser of the eiver from eiver minachai come and take effect on the pre-existing iser of non-kosher. Shekein isur nog b'nei noach, because the iser of the eiver minachai is more chamor. Why? Because it applies to b'nei noach. Rashi says she'af heimu zuro lav. They too are chayav in it. The chsev ach basa b'naf shav damo for bihuda hash sham inan le gabe gidl el. We learned about him. Dafko from a base, the Mishum high time a chayil atamea shekini sir noig b'bnei noach. He uses logic that to tell you that the Isser of Gidon Nasha applies to non kosher animals, the same logic could apply also, because the Isser of Ivrim Nechai is also on b'nei noach. It says Achbasa b'nach shadamalos chelu is talking about Noach and his children. So this is one of the sermons of b'nei noach. It says Gemara Enochinami. It's true. A Buddha does not need a special pasuk to teach that the Isser of Ephraim and Achai applies to non-kosher animal. The pasuk is only for Rabbi Elazar. The also live with Taima, Rabbi Yehuda, Velesle Isser Chal al Isser, Be Isser Chamor, Ilav the Ksivan Kri. It's in the hold of Isser Chal al Isser unless you have a pasuk saying explicitly. Taini Nam Yachi. We also have a Braisa that supports, remember, Yochanan, who brought this whole sheet over here, he brought these opinions, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanan, and their machlokas. We also have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanan, Meharkor, I've heard the learner from this pasuk. The Eivim Menachai Noig Bebehema Chayav Oof. The Eser Vim Rechai applies to Behemoth Chayas and Oof. Bein b'tmei b'im Torah, I don't care if it's Torah, if it's Tamei, Shenemar, the Pesach says, Rech chazak l'vitiach ol adam, don't eat adam. The fact that the smichas apashias of the eating of the Ever Menachai, to that of drinking an animal's dam, it tells us, Kosh ha'ta mitzvah adamo, ha'ta mitzvah al evarav. Kosh ha'ta mitzvah adamo, ha'ta mitzvah al evarav. Right? So we see this Isser applies to non-kosher animals because their blood is also Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar's opinion. V'chacham mor remain or nog elu b'tar, and it's only nog with tar animals, shenemar lo sochal ha'nefesh ma'basar, el basar l'chudei, kosher basar mutar, to mitzvah al evarav, kosher ein basar, ein basar b'sar mutar, ein ata mitzvah al evarav. Rabbi Meir Omer, now the opinion number three that comes into the mix over here. Rabbi Elazar, one, Rabbi Chachamim, and now we have Rabbi Meir Omer. Ainu noig el b'beim atar b'vat. The issur applies only to kosher animals, right? The issur of Menachai doesn't apply to chaya or to chickens or oaf, even if they're kosher. It only applies to kosher behemas. What's pshat? Simon Shmuel Shilashimi. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Chista B'Tim Rabbi Yosef, Amar La, Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Rabbi Chista B'Tim Rabbi Yosef, Amar La, Rabbi Bar Shimi, Amar Rabbi Chista B'Tim Rabbi Yosef. My time of the river. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Meir? His reason is that in the same area of the mitzvah not to eat Eivir Menachai, Amar Kar, the pasuk says, "V'zavachta mi'bekarcha mi'betzoncha." You shall slaughter your cattle and your flocks. Rashi says, "Uksiv basrei ivrim menachai." Then, as ivrim come afterwards, so it's only talking about kosher behemoths. That's the only thing that applies to. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Machlokas b'Yisrael. This whole machlokas of what of ivrim menachai applies to kosher, not kosher. That's only when you're dealing with yedin. So only so pure, so present, the shalmos from yedin. Aval b'men noach. When you're dealing with b'nei noach, then divrei kol musar al tamei mekatorim. It doesn't make a difference if it's tar or it's tamei. It applies to them. Rashi says, "Aval b'nei noach musar al kol, the kol de karina bay basar lechudei achal karina bay ever menachai lo sochol." Anytime it says you can eat the food, right? It says don't have ever menachai. And a ben noach is not to have these non-kosher animals. Therefore, it applies to everything. Tanu noach, if a bray switch backs off Rav's statement over here, ever menachai ben noach musar al menoch musar alav al tamei mekatorim. It's going to be a difference. Tar atarim. It's going to be chayev. The yisrael and musar is only warned ella al tarim bavad, only on tar animals, but not on non-tar. Ikadami, some say tahora. You read this passage, read tahora is in the singular. We saw in the Muzer Ella Tahora Belvad, Rabbi Meir is going in the sheet of Rabbi Meir, says it's only by a behema, but not by a chaya and an oaf. Ikadami, some say Tahorin, Verabanan is going in the Pinya Rabbanan, that it applies to all of those. And so Rabbi Chaya applies to behema, chaya, and oaf, and that's why it says it in plural, which is including all these things, and it goes according to them. Amar of Shizvi, Afananami Taninimus of a Mishnah, which shows this idea that it applies to non-Jews. It doesn't matter if it's kosher or non-kosher. They've been a chai, because we have a Mishnah in Tyros, which is talking about different types of non-kosher birds. I'll call it even a chai. We met if somebody ate a chai that was removed from the non-kosher bird. Eno Sofa Grabbanan. Does not get Malkus. Rasifa Kasava, Eno Noig Betamean Grabbanan. The ain shchita mitarah, so the shchita is not going to mitarit. Talking about a non kosher bird over here, but my, to what does the Mishnah talk about in the last part? Elim, if you want to say it's talking about a Jew, pshita tein shchita mitarah, so of course it's not going to mitarit for a Jew. Jews also eat a non kosher bird. It must be that the whole thing is discussing a ben noach. It means that the shchita of a non kosher bird does not immediately make it mutter for a ben noach. If the bird is still shaking, it's moving after it's considered alive, and therefore a limb off that live thing right now is going to become, it's going to be usher mechlal de usher. This clearly shows us that the limb of a Eivir Menachai is usher to ben noach. The Mishnah's statement earlier said that the issa of this Eivir Menachai from a living thing does not apply in the case of a non-kosher animals. Must be that the exclusion of non-kosher animals applies only in reference to yidden, not to ben noach. Ben noach. You have Mani Bapatish Rami Reisha Sefer. Mani Bapatish, he said there's a contradiction between, you know, this Mishnah's first part, which says that one who ate a Avram and a Chai of the non kosher bird doesn't get Malchus, and the Mishnah's second part, which says that he do get it. And what does he say? Shadi answers, no, Reisha Bissol, the Sefer of Ben Noach. The Reisha is talking about the Jew, and the Sefer is talking about a Ben Noach. Booyakasha. Bam, there we go. Says the Gemara,
My Rav. Rav says, Avram and Achai Tzarech Kezayis. You need to have a Kezayis in order to be Hayav.
Says Rashi, Af Agav, the Trey Kroy Ksivi, Chad Le Avram and Achai, Vachad Le Basar Menachai. Lo Tema de Israbe Avram, Af Agav, the Ein Boshir, Elevad Yesh Boshir, Beinan de Ein Achilo Bachas Mekzayis. Don't think it's good enough, even without having the shear. Nope, you got to have the shear, and that shear's got to be a kezayis. My time, what is the reason why that's the why do I have to have a kezayis? Achilik sevei, because it has the word achila, which is written by it. Achila is not less than a kezayis. Masif of Amram, really? Is that so? But what about the Mishnah we said earlier? Achol Avram and Achai Mimenu, if one had a limb that was removed from a non-kosher bird when it was alive, he doesn't get malchus, because the Isser of Avram and Achai doesn't apply to non-kosher. Ain't shechita metaret, and the shechita is not going to retire to be eaten. And if you want to say that you need a kezayis in order to be gemalkos, then the Mishnah's first din has to be talking about somebody who had that amount, because otherwise it would be obvious that he's not going to be chai for eating the Avram and Achai. But if he did have a kezayis, how can the Mishnah say that he doesn't get malkos? Maybe there's no chia for eating Avram and Achai, but typically the ka'achal kezayis, you should be over if you need a kezayis of a non-kosher animal. So it must be... So something's off over here. Says the Gemara, no, Kedam Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman says, coming up in Amud Beis, B'mashu basar gidim atzamos. This is referring to a limb, an aver, that has a little bit of flesh on it, but it's also sinews and bones that brings it up to a total of a kezayis when you mix it all together. Hachanami, and here also B'mashu basar Gidin Vatsamas. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he had this little bit and brought it to a Gezayis. So about the Isser of Avram and Achai, this combination of meat, bones, and sinews is going to bring you to a level of Chiyav. So the Mishnah's din that he's going to be Pater for Malchus is not obvious. However, he doesn't get Malchus for eating the meat of something non-kosher, because the Isser applies only where he has a Gezayis of all meat without bones or sinews. Toshima, let's try again. A kashan Rav that says you have to have a kezayis to be chayv. Toshima d'amar Rav, because Rav himself said about somebody ate a small bird, we ate the entire bird. Beep, turn the page. Kuf beis amud beis. Achol tzipor Torah b'chaya. If you ate a kosher bird when it was still alive, a kosher bird. Rashi says mishum ever menachai, right? We're going to see over here. V'chol chuhu, he's going to be chayv for eating even a tiny amount. He's over for Avram and Achai, even if it's less than the size of a kezayis. You don't need a kezayis. But Misasa, if he ate a kosher bird and was dead, the kezayis, he's only chayav for eating a kezayis of its flesh. Is a kezayis. And we're talking about over here where there was no shechita, it's a nevela. So we do see that if you ate a whole live bird, and even a tiny amount, you're going to be chayav. When it dies, it has to be a kezayis. Ubitameya, ben b'chayav, ben b'nisasa, b'choshu. And if we're talking about a non-kosher animal, whether it's alive or it's dead, even a tiny little amount is going to be chayav for. But Rav himself says here that one who eats a living kosher bird, even if it's tiny, even if it's less than a kezayis, is going to be chayav for every menachai, which goes against what he said before. You need a kezayis for menachai. Says going to Hachanami b'mashu basar b'gidim atzamos. The reference is to a limb that contains a minute amount of flesh, but the sinews and bones bring it to a total of a kezayis. The entire bird, which Rav definitely says the entire bird is called an aver, is a kezayis, but has a little bit of flesh. So when Rav says the person who ate a living kosher bird, it's going to be chayiv even a tiny amount, he meant even if it's a tiny amount of flesh, for the entire bird, including bones and sinews, it's to be a kezayis, like Rav said straight up. Tashima! Let's try again to knock off Rav, who said that you have to have a kezayis to be chayiv over menachai, and show that even less. Tashima! Not to tzipa shenbo kezayis v'achal. If someone took a living kosher bird that's less than a kezayis, and he ate it entirely, Rabbi Poter, Rabbi says he's not chayiv. Rashi says that Mefarish also is going to explain to Kesavir ain't Aver Menachai b'shlema. It's not a complete thing. It's not Aver Menachai. The lot of Aver Mikur. It's not called an Aver. It's not a part of it. A limb. It's the whole thing. Mi ika iika kezayis have a mechayev to lo gar mi baser menachai the mechayev alo be kezayis to hanami baser hu. Rabbi Potter, he says you're Potter. Rabbi Lazar by Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. But Rabbi Lazar by Shimon, he says you're going to be Chayev. He says that a complete animal is the best limb of all. for sure it's going to be a chai of Evrim and a chai, because there's no minimum of a kazayas, right? She says, because of a shlema, in lecha Evrim and a chai, godol mizeh, but Evrim lo bayu kazayas. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, kal vachomer. He says, it's a kal vachomer, al Evr, mimenu chayav, you're going to be chai for even just a limb, then al kula lo kol shekain. If it's the whole thing, of course you're going to be chai, it's not going to go less. This is Gemara Chanaka v'achla. Let's say the guy choked the bird, choked him out. Then he ate it, killed him like that. Rashi says, "In kind of Ella, it's an avela. V'anavela mechayev mishum beria, v'kazayis b'inan. Divrei Kol v'kazayis. Everyone says you're going to need a kazayis. It's also an avela. Mechayev nevela if the v'kazayis. Interesting. There's no beria by that." Adkan lo pligi Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon are not arguing. Ella the Maya Sover b'Chayel le'evar momedus, that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds that even when the animal is alive, it's considered still like it's ready to be split up into limbs. Rashi says le'nascha omedus le'nitcha hilka kol evir ve'evir shaba kari evir v'fnei atzmo v'hishkan mishem evir menachay de'mechay v'choldu miuchada hu de'mechay v'chada asroi. And the chayav work is what asra. When it's alive, it's not considered like in the situation where it's going to be the varim. Until ad Rashi says ad shuchate shetishchat vein kan shame aver. Elam kein nefrishal is separate. Aval tekuli amal aver lo ba'inan kazayis. But everyone knows you don't need a kazayis. It's kind of kavachoma aver mimenu chayav lo pligi rebbe. Back in the Gemara, the kuli amamiyah lo bein kazayis, but everyone asks him that if one were to eat a simple limb, a single aver, after it's been removed from the animal, we don't need to have a kazayis. This is against what Rav said. Amar, Rav Nachman says, b'mashu basar gidin batzamos. This references to a limb that has a tiny amount of meat, but its sinews and its bones bring the total to a kazayis. Oh, well, the Bryce says that the bird didn't have a kazayis. It meant that the bird lacked a kazayis of flesh. But in a single aver, though, however, the total flesh, bones, and sinews did amount to the kazayis, right? Like we said before, Rav agrees that this is enough to make chayav the iser of aver menachai. In fact, there are miyikimidei to be kule les be kazayis basar. Is there such a bird that in its entirety is not a kazayis of basar? B'chad aver is kazayis of mashu basar gidim mazamas, but in one limb there's enough of a kazayis when it's a tiny amount of flesh is combined with sinews and bones. Right, according to Rav Nachman's answer, this bird is large, because just one of its limbs with the sinews and bones is the size of kazayis, but the Bryce says that it doesn't have a kazayis of flesh in the entire body, and the bird has to be pretty thin. So how does that work? Does that exist? Amar Rav Shravya in Yap Biklanisa. We find a bird called the Klanisa. It's very, very lean. It has thick bones, but a very small amount of flesh. The Rashi says, Of Kachoshmod, very, very lean bird. Fact number, it can't be that we're talking about this Klanisa, Ema Sefer, because let's look at the Sefer, the Braisa. Chan Kavachlev, it was choked, and then it was eaten. Nivea Kolba Kazayas. Everyone agrees that he's going to be Chayav for eating a Kazayas. Right, you have to have a Kazayas. Vaha Klanisa of Tamehu, but the Klanisa is not kosher. Vamarav, Rav says, Tamea, Bim Bechayav, Bim Bechayav, Mashu. He says that in case of a non kosher bird, whether it's alive or dead, he's going to be chayav for eating a tiny amount. So why the Bryce refers to a non-kosher bird? Does it say this to be kazayis? Elika in klinisa. I'm not talking about a klinisa. I'm talking about something which is similar to a klinisa. It's not the type of bird which is very much like it. Amarava. Remember we had seen Rebbe said he's pater someone from chia for eating an entire living kosher bird unless it has a kazayis of flesh. Right? Because why? Because a living animal is not considered split into parts. So the Gemara is going to show a case where Rebbe maybe is going to agree they're going to be chayav. Amar Rav Imtim Salomer Savir Rebbe Machsheva Sochlin Shema Machshava. Now, if you want to come out to say that Rebbe considers a person's thoughts in reference to food, that they're actually chashav, right? And that is that Rashi's Vazelina Basra, we go after that thought. There's another teaching that Rebbe had that when a person has in mind, decides how to eat a certain food, that it can actually change the legal status. If you hold that, the chishiv la'ocha eva va'achla kula, if one thought to eat this living kosher bird, which is smaller than the kazayis, one limb at a time, but instead it is a whole, then as a machshava should actually do something, he's actually going to be chayev in such a case. Oh, Rashi says, chishiv la'ocha tzipor Zeh shemba kazayis ever ever galeidati de leivarmum with this. V'chi achal shlema nami ever kvina, but it's still called an ever. Amalei Rabaye, which goes against what we said before, that he says, no, it's not considered. So he says, Amalei Rabaye, Rabaye says, Niet, to me, ikamide, til achale acher lomachayev, achale hai machayev. Is there such a thing that someone else would be eating it, would not be chayev for eating it, right? Because Rabbi, according to other people, Rabbi holds that the bird is not considered independent limbs, so that each one be also even mechayev, even if it had tiny little amount. V'achale, hai mechayev, this one here to be chayev. Doesn't make sense. Amarle, Rava said bad. We says to him, Zelefi machshavto, Zelefi machshavto. Yeah, why not? Each one is going to be judged according to their particular machshava. Nirachinami, that's what we would do. V'yamarava, imtim salomar, savar belazabar, shimin. By Rabbi Shimon, machshavat ochen shmo machshava is considered that it's halachically chashav. The chishav lachal meisav achal chayav. One thought to eat this bird dead, but instead he ate it alive. Potter. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree that he's going to be potter, right? Rava applies this logic to, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon has said that one's going to be chayav for eating an entire living kosher bird, even if it doesn't have a kazayas, because a living animal is considered like cut up for limbs. So he's saying over here that chishav lachal meisav achal chayav is going to be potter. Deciding to delay the eating of this bird until after it died, he's showing that in his gully diet that the bird is not ready for split up into limbs as long as it's still alive. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Umi ikumide de ilu achel acher michayev achale hai potter, is there such a thing? Amalei says, Zelefi machshavu, Zelefi machshavu. Machshavu, each one is judged according to his machshava. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.